For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists left Lafayette Park in the nation's capital. Escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The Trump administration's pushing back against racial allegations from former Trump advisor Omarosa Newman. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking to Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said she's never heard President Trump make a racial slur. And as far as Newman's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to sign a non-disclosure agreement after she was fired.
That's not hush money. Everybody sends an NDA. It sounds like she didn't want to sign it and didn't want to go back to the campaign because she had a book on her mind.
In 2016, Omarosa was the Trump campaign's director of African American Research. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
With cooler temperatures, firefighters are making progress against the fires in California. The Holy Fire has now destroyed 16 structures in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest. This man decided he should evacuate.
We saw it coming over the hill, and so we decided, well, we better start getting some things packed.
The fire is now 41% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A host on a cable news show made some remarks a few days ago that are still drawing criticism as she's being accused of bigotry and racism. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look at the story.
Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham still trying to clarify remarks she made last Wednesday about the nation's demographic changes. Remarks she says have been distorted. Ingraham said on Wednesday that in major parts of the country, it does seem that the America we know and love doesn't exist anymore. Massive demographic changes have been foisted on the American people. As she spoke, the screen behind her did depict people scaling what appeared to be a giant border wall. Shortly after, former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke tweeted a link to what she said, calling it one of the most important monologues in the history of mainstream media. Ingraham had said towards the end of that Wednesday commentary she wasn't talking about race or ethnicity. On Thursday, she said she had, quote, a message to those who are distorting my views, including all white nationalists, and especially one racist freak whose name I won't even mention, saying you don't represent my views and you are antithetical to the beliefs I hold dear. It's believed she was referring to David Duke. Fox management has had no comment about Ingraham's original remarks or any remarks she's made since. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.